Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, despite the fact it's a terrible day for the stock market. Does that have any impact on America and Americans? Sure it does. When it's down over 700 points as it is right now, this is a disaster for the United States. It also happens to be a disaster for the Biden administration, which has a very, very tough time with its own public approval anyway. Will that change because of the hearings last night that were extraordinary and dramatic and ended up being, against, I think, all expectations, important and substantive? They continue, by the way, not tonight or over the weekend. They continue next Monday. I think that was part of a deliberate strategy so people would think and talk and analyze and consider different things that were learned at those hearings of the January 6th committee last night. They did a couple of things that were very smart and very appropriate. And actually, I think may cause a lot of people to think, well, maybe this is not just a replay of a political hit job or a series of political hit jobs. There is more involved here than an attempt to undermine President Trump's comeback or intended comeback in a race for the presidency in 2024. If you had any aspect of your attitude toward politics in general, or specifically a Trump comeback, or what actually happened on January 6th, if there was anything that you saw, if you watched the hearings, that changed your point of view on that, give us a call, because I'd be eager to hear. 1-800-955-1776. I do want to say right at the outset that I think that my takeaway, number one, and it was something I never would have predicted, never, was that there was one very clear winner, one active politician, one Republican conservative politician, who came across very well in the hearings and should see a great surge of new respect and maybe even enthusiasm. No, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I do not believe, as some voices on Fox News said, that the only one who came out looking good from the hearings was President Trump. If you believe that, well, good luck to you. No, the big winner, it seems to me, was Mike Pence. And with a highlight of his activism and his determination as Vice President of the United States to just step into the breach in an extremely courageous and appropriate way. I had never heard before that Mike Pence had actually taken it on himself to give orders to the Secretary of Defense, to give orders to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to try to bring the riot under control at a time when President Trump, for 187 minutes, for more than 3 hours, was incommunicado, was not saying anything to anybody. Mike Pence took over, and he did the right thing. And the dramatic footage that was shown of the riots indicates exactly the sort of fake gallows they put up right there on the grounds of the Capitol building, and how they heard a telegram, telegram is last century, but no, it was a text that they had seen from President Trump putting out where he talked about blaming Mike Pence for everything that was going on. And it was then that they began chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. In the midst of all that, and after the destruction and after the injury, and some of the injuries were terrible, and some of the graphic description of Carolyn Edwards, who was the heroic young member of the Capitol Police Force who had been assigned to help guard and keep safe members of Congress, she hurt herself by slipping in the blood from some of her colleagues' faces. And she, by the way, is still not able to go back to work because she suffered a concussion, after which she got up again. And she's 5'4", by the way. And she was a very, very effective witness last night, it seemed to me. In any event, in the midst of all that happening, the idea that the vice president did whatever he could with the army and with the Defense Department, and working with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense to try to bring some order to this situation, and then insisted that when they finally came back and there was order restored in the Capitol building, there was tape last night that showed the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence, actually getting up and doing his job, which in the context of what that day was, just doing your job, despite the fact that there may be people out there chanting about lynching you, about hanging Mike Pence, to go ahead and do that, to see what you heard last night from his former chief of staff, Mark Short, who was one of the people who gave witness. They were actually deeply worried about the vice president's personal safety. And it wasn't just because people were putting up a false gallows and chanting hang Mike Pence. It's because when you look at that crowd and the footage that many Americans have not really seen before. In fact, no Americans have seen any of that Nick Quested footage that was featured there. He was the British documentarian who was also a witness. That seeing that footage and seeing the deliberate attempts to harm, to injure, to spray bear spray, which can cause blindness, and not just temporary blindness. And Carolyn Edwards was hit by bear spray. And the entire thing is so extraordinary. And the fact that people believe that, well, why are we wasting time with this right now? Okay, one of the reasons is one of the takeaways that people list. Over at the Hill, there's a great column by our friend and colleague Andy McCarthy of National Review, former federal prosecutor. We will ask him about another piece that appeared in the Hill that had takeaways from what happened last night. One of the takeaways, and the most substantial one, is that basically what the committee was trying to do, and what one observer thinks they did very well, is actually to make it utterly impossible for Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, to escape from prosecuting Trump. Do I agree with that? No, I think it would be a terrible thing for the country if Trump were prosecuted now. But the argument being that just on a legal basis, given the evidence that they have uncovered, it's very tough when you're prosecuting literally hundreds. It may end up being thousands of other people who listened to Trump and did what he apparently wanted them to do, when they are going to be facing trial not to try Trump at all, not to accuse him at all, not to put him in jeopardy. And how about Trump's reaction? He has a reaction not just to the committee, but to his daughter, whose testimony was also featured on the committee. Trump's not thrilled with the Ivanka. We will get to that and much more with your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the hearings last night that were act offered by the January 6th committee. Now, there are seven members of the January 6th committee, and then the two leaders of the committee, Benny Thompson, the chair, who is a Democrat of Mississippi, who led off the hearings, and then most of the weight of the investigation was covered by Liz Cheney, who is the vice chairman of the committee, and she is one of the two Republicans who are serving on that committee. And one of the things that that happened last night is there are a number of people, there were some voices over at Fox, which did not cover on the main Fox News channel. They did on Fox Business Channel. They did not cover the committee live. But there was a strong opinion by some Fox hosts that President Trump was the only one who looked good when the committee held its session. I think it's worth noting that the idea that President Trump looked good because he got the rioters eventually to pull back, even though he was basically incognito for 187 minutes and basically said, "We love you, you're beautiful, and you're very special," and ended up thanking the rioters for what they had done. There is no evidence, and this is according to fact checkers, numerous fact checkers, there is no evidence at all that Trump ever requested troops to secure the Capitol or consulted Nancy Pelosi ahead of January 6th insurrection, fact checkers say. Former President Donald Trump did not formally request 10,000 National Guard troops to secure the Capitol in the days leading up to the insurrection of January 6th, 2021. So said fact checkers from PolitiFact and The Washington Post. A spokesperson for the Defense Department said, quote, "There is no record of such an order ever being given." And a spokesperson for House Leader Nancy Pelosi said she was never consulted about National Guard by Trump or anyone else ahead of the events, according to PolitiFact and The Washington Post. In any event, I mentioned that apparently the chants of Hang Mike Pence that have now become a famous part of the record. During the riot, as they were breaching the Capitol building, you can see one of the demonstrators, one of the activists, one of the raiders of the Capitol building, who is reading aloud a tweet that he had just gotten from President Trump, or that President Trump just put out there on Twitter, and it was critical, deeply critical of Mike Pence. And listen to how that went. This is clip 12.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the wrong one or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. The U.S. demands the truth.
Okay, there were, last time they did a poll on this, there were still 57% of Republicans who thought that the raid on the Capitol was patriotic. That this demonstration, the people were saying, "Hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence," were patriotic. Liz Cheney, in her presentation, offered a very important clarifying difference on the behavior on that fateful day. And yes, it was a fateful day. It will always be remembered, and be remembered as January 6th. Liz Cheney brought up the difference between Trump's response and the response of the number two man in government, the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Michael Pence. Listen, this is 17A.
Not only did President Trump refuse to tell the mob to leave the Capitol, he placed no call to any element of the United States government to instruct that the Capitol be defended. He did not call his Secretary of Defense on January 6th. He did not talk to his Attorney General. He did not talk to the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump gave no order to deploy the National Guard that day. And he made no effort to work with the Department of Justice to coordinate and deploy law enforcement assets. But Vice President Pence did each of those things. For example, here is what General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testified to this committee.
So with two or three calls with Vice President Pence, he was very animated, and he issued very explicit, very direct, unambiguous orders. There was no question about that. And I can get you the exact quotes, I guess, from some of our records somewhere, but he was very animated, very direct, very firm, and to Secretary Milley, get the military down here, get the guard down here, put down this situation, et cetera.
Okay, and then there's also more of General Milley talking about what the concern of Trump's inner circle really was about. This is 17B.
By contrast, here is General Milley's description of his conversation with President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on January 6th.
He said, we have to kill the narrative that the vice president is making all the decisions. We need to establish the narrative that that the president is still in charge and that things are steady or stable or what's that thing. I immediately interpret that as politics, politics, politics. Red flag for me personally, no action, but I remember it distinctly.
And remembering it is very important. We have to establish the narrative that the president is still in charge. What is so scary about this entire thing is not that they came close to overthrowing American democracy. I don't believe they did. But how much depended in terms of solving this thing on the character of a few individuals. And so those individuals deserve great credit and great praise. One of them, as I've mentioned, is Mike Pence. Another one is Bill Barr. And I'll tell you who agrees with me about Bill Barr. It's the president's daughter, Ivanka. We will get to that and to much more on the Medved Show.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol revealed new insight into what happened that day during its primetime hearing Thursday night. According to Vice Chair Liz Cheney, then-President Trump made no calls to direct law enforcement agencies to protect the Capitol. Instead, then-Vice President Mike Pence did, effectively taking on the role of president.
President responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID test within a day before boarding the flights, easing one of the last remaining government mandates. A senior administration official today said that the mandate will expire this Sunday at midnight. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm always deeply honored to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy, who is a veteran prosecutor, very successful, patriotic prosecutor who helped bring some of the most dangerous terrorists to justice. And this back in the era when we were deeply concerned about Islamic terrorism. And worldwide Islamic terrorism, we still should be. Andy McCarthy is also a senior fellow at the National Review Institute and a contributing editor of National Review. He has an important piece that he just posted up at the Hill that actually took a look at the double standard of the Justice Department that is undermining the leadership of Merrick Garland. We will get to that. Andy, there's a takeaway that was listed in The Hill, where you're also a contributor, and it was by someone named Keith Naughton, who is writes the number one takeaway, that now, because of these hearings, Merrick Garland, he says, cannot escape prosecuting Trump. And he says the testimony and production make it practically impossible for Merrick Garland not to charge Trump and bring him to trial. Do you agree with this conclusion, that the pressure from Democrats will be so heavy that the Attorney General of the United States is going to have to go after prosecuting Donald Trump?
I think, Michael, that the pressure on the Justice Department to indict the former president is going to be intense, and I think it could very well be successful. I think it's misguided in the sense that, as my National Review pal Rich Lowry says, whenever I bring this up, are they trying to get him to 80% approval rating among his base? I don't think it would have the effect that they intend, and I also think that Garland, in his heart of hearts, probably knows it's a bad idea. I think that Bill Barr had a lot of wisdom when he said that before the Justice Department takes an action that's going to interfere or intrude in American electoral politics, it ought to be a meat and potatoes crime that there's really serious, compelling evidence of. And I don't think they're there with Trump, but they will put pressure on, and that is what the left wants, and this administration has a long history of giving the left what it wants, I think because it can't deliver on a lot of other things.
Wow. And the other things that Merrick Garland hasn't delivered on, and you make this point, there's a point we talked about on the air, and I agree with you completely, is it's terrible that he hasn't done anything to stop the threats to Supreme Court justices, to the kinds of demonstrations that have been going on at their homes. What would the Justice Department have to lose to move more decisively on that?
Well, I think the protesters are political allies of the Democrats who don't want Roe versus Wade and its progeny overturned. The Justice Department took the position in the Supreme Court that it agrees with that. It doesn't want, wants the outcome of the Dobbs case to go in the direction opposite the draft opinion we've seen from Justice Alito. I think the reason that people do the kind of political intimidation tactics we're seeing is because they work. And the administration, even though it's not saying this out loud, it's pretty obvious that they are allowing this to go on because it might work.
And the other thing is another point that is made in this analysis of a primetime January 6th singed all parties, and then four predictions, this by Keith Naughton in The Hill. Right. He says at the end, will the hearings help Democrats by provoking Trump to more fury and threats, boosting their voter turnout? Or will the hearings add to Trump fatigue among Republicans, allowing the party to walk away from Trump and focus on the bumbling Biden administration? Hard to say which, he writes, but interesting to watch. You'll notice that both the things he says are possibilities, both of them would hurt Republicans.
Yeah, I think, though, with due respect to Naughton, who I don't really know, I think he's implicit in what he's writing is that people are riveted to these hearings, and I just, maybe they should be because it's an important matter. On the other hand, I think the committee is undermined its credibility by the way it's composed. And I say that as somebody who thought it was important that there be an investigation of this. But I just think he may be overrating the importance of the hearing. I think they're important to people like us who follow this stuff closely. I don't know how much traction it has with the public at large, because I think most people, Michael, especially those of us who watch this happen in real time, know what we think about the riot and about President Trump's complicity in what led to the riot. And we've already, that's kind of baked in the cake at this point. So I don't know that these hearings are going to change many minds. I think people who follow this closely have already kind of made up their minds what they think of it.
Yeah, but that could contribute to Trump fatigue on the part of at least some Republicans, and they're also talking about what President Trump's response is going to be to everything, because so far it's been fairly Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
that's a, but that's a good point. I mean, I think the perverse irony that's gone on here is that the people who have the most visceral reaction to Trump are the people who are keeping him relevant, even though that's probably not what they intend to do. Although I do think the Democrats would like to keep Trump relevant, because if he runs and he wins the Republican nomination, which is not inconceivable, I think that's probably the Democrats' best chance to retain the White House. So I think they're kind of playing a slick game on that score. And it'll depend on whether Republicans, to my mind, it depends on whether Republicans at some point come to realize that no matter what they think of Trump, the most important thing, or at least one of the most important things, ought to be how electable the next Republican nominee will be. And I just don't see how Trump can win a national election. I mean, even if I was, I'm not, you know, somebody who has been there and done that, I like a lot of things about the Trump administration. I have no desire for a reprise of, you know, Trump the president. And I'm sure a lot of people probably feel that way. And I hope, I keep hoping, that at some point the Republicans will come to their senses and realize they have to put up somebody who has a chance to win nationally. And I just don't see
what
that.
What a novel thought.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. By the way, what you said is brilliant, and I'm just thinking about it, because could this entire committee hearing be part of a Democratic strategy to create more focus on and sympathy for Donald Trump? Because the more attention and energy that he soaks up, the less of a chance there is for a Republican alternative to develop. And would they prefer to run against Trump as opposed to running against anybody else? I mean, Ron DeSantis is the obvious name that keeps coming back. Yeah, I do think they'd greatly prefer to run against Trump, because then it becomes, again, deeply about all of the crazy things he has done and will undoubtedly do before November of 2024. Andy McCarthy, always fascinating and substantive. Read his piece on some of the double standards at the Justice Department at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, lots of speculation about how many people would end up watching the hearings last night. It appears, at least according to the most initial figures, the preliminary figures, that nearly 20 million people watched the first hearing of the House Select Committee, and this investigating the riots, the civil unrest, as people say when they want to be polite, it was a riot, and a serious riot with serious injuries, as made clear by some of the testimony. Nearly 20 million people watched last night the first hearing of the Select Committee, and it was broadcast across broadcast news channels and channels that were all of the major networks, the legacy networks, and it was also on most of cable news except for Fox News Live. And ABC took the largest haul of viewers. It had 4.8 million viewers. NBC and CBS carried 3.5 million and 3.3 million, respectively. On cable, MSNBC pulled in a whopping 4.1 million viewers during the hearings, which is nearly four times what the network generally averages on a typical weeknight. A usually dominant Fox News channel came in second place on cable last night, averaging 3 million viewers from 8 to 10 p.m. when they weren't covering the hearings live. CNN came in third place with 2.6 million viewers. That's close to Fox, which almost never happens because CNN, frankly, just doesn't get that great ratings. Now, what does all this mean? What did the people who watched the hearings learn about? Part of what they learned about was the experience of this extremely charismatic and effective witness, Carolyn Edwards. She's an honors graduate of the University of Georgia. She wanted to serve her country and has been serving her country as a Capitol police officer. She was seriously injured in the she actually was knocked unconscious at one point and then had bear spray, pepper spray squirted into her face and into her eyes. And yet she got up trying to defend a bike rack as the demonstrators were pushing against her. And her testimony sounded like this. This is clip 10.
What I saw was just a war scene. It was something like I'd seen out of the movies. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. They were throwing up. They were, they had... I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood. I was catching people as they fell. It was carnage. It was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, I would find myself in the middle of a battle. I'm trained to detain, a couple of subjects and handle, a crowd, but I'm not combat trained. And that day, it was just hours of hand-to-hand combat.
And that's very clear for anybody who watched some of the video footage that they included. The Liz Cheney, who led some of the questioning and the presentation of facts together with the chairman of the committee, Benny Thompson, they made a very good decision here, which is on this first night of the hearings when they're trying to get the attention of the public. They didn't conduct this like they normally conduct congressional hearings. And you've all seen the congressional hearings like on the Supreme Court confirmations or on anything else. Or this happened during the impeachment trials. They always go around the whole table of members of the committee, and it's the giving the members of Congress a chance to show off and to try to get attention to themselves. This time, that didn't happen. The other members of the committee, Adam Schiff and Zoe Lofgren and Adam Kinzinger, Janie Raskin, they all had to sit there quietly. They allowed Congresswoman Cheney to do most of the heavy lifting. And she reported that, listen to clip 18 from Liz Cheney.
Certain former Trump officials have argued that they did not anticipate violence on January 6th. The evidence suggests otherwise. As you will see in our hearings, the White House was receiving specific reports in the days leading up to January 6th, including during President Trump's Ellipse rally, indicating that elements in the crowd were preparing for violence at the Capitol. And on the evening of January 5th, the president's close advisor, Steve Bannon, said this on his podcast.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Just understand this. All hell is going to break loose tomorrow.
And then she said this concerning President Trump's central responsibility for that hell that everybody was anticipating. This is clip 19.
You will hear testimony live and on video from more than half a dozen former White House staff in the Trump administration, all of whom were in the West Wing of the White House on January 6th. You will hear testimony that, quote, the president did not really want to put anything out, calling off the riot or asking his supporters to leave. You will hear that President Trump was yelling and, quote, really angry at advisors who told him he needed to be doing something more. And aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it. You will hear evidence that President Trump refused for hours to do what his staff, his family, and many of his other advisors begged him to do,
immediately instruct his supporters to stand down and evacuate the Capitol.
And then her final message, or dramatic message, to her House Republican colleagues, who have stripped her of her former leadership position in the House Republican caucus. Clip 11.
There's a reason why people serving in our government take an oath to the Constitution. As our founding fathers recognized, democracy is fragile. People in positions of public trust are duty-bound to defend it, to step forward when action is required. In our country, we don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
That, of course, is the kind of quote. She apparently worked very hard on this. These remarks that carried the hearings last night. I went over them with some advisors, but most of it is her writing and her report. As we continue, we'll take a look at the Trump versus Trump debate. President Trump has responded to his daughter Ivanka, who was featured in tape before the hearings. We'll also talk about the latest in the war in Ukraine, where Putin has compared himself to Peter the Great. I wrote a column in Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago about how he was obsessed with Peter the Great, and now Putin confirms my column. Thank you, Vladimir Vladimirovich. We will also be speaking with Arthur Herman of the Hudson Institute about the dangers of Russian expansion into the Arctic. Why is this a thing right now? Because there is climate change going on, and the Arctic is warming, and it's easier to get ships up there and to claim some Russian dominance. But the United States has a Trump card, a surprising Trump card. And no, this has nothing to do with that Trump. It has to do with some of our allies who are extraordinarily important, never more important, to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.